This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. First news story of the day is Joe Biden stumbling up the airplane steps. And yes, it could happen to anyone. As a matter of fact, I seem to remember at least once in my life going up the steps of an airplane, a Southwest airplane at Burbank Airport, and tripping like an idiot and feeling like a complete fool. But I stumbled on one step, and I wasn't President of the United States. And here's Joe Biden stumbling once, stumbling twice, trying to walk up the stairs twice, using his hand to break his fall, but couldn't pull himself up. And then the third stumble took Biden out completely, and he was down on his knees. One set of stairs, he went down three times. The point of all of this is not to humiliate Joe Biden, or I would not have said that even I fell once on a Southwest stairwell heading up to an airplane on the Burbank runway. The reason I bring it up is I didn't need this to tell me that Joe Biden has dementia and Joe Biden's feeble and Joe Biden is physically and intellectually unable to be president of the United States. I didn't need this. I know it. China knows it. Russia knows it. Iran knows it. North Korea knows it. And they're all going to eat our lunch. Every single one of them is going to eat Joe Biden's lunch and therefore eat the lunch of the United States of America. It's really unbelievable how bad things are going for America in the United States and throughout the world. Everybody knows they could take advantage of Biden. This is the moment of weakness. This is Pearl Harbor 2. This is the moment of weakness where they could attack this country. They could drop a electric magnetic pulse bomb on this country. They could knock us out. There is no leadership. There is no one willing to fight. And the army is all about transsexuals. I mean, the whole thing is a joke. An absolute travesty. And by the way, just to highlight that the Army is about transsexuals, hold on, I've got the story here. I got to find it. Here it is. Biden's military's number one focus is not China, it's not Iran, it's not Russia. It's promoting the rights of LGBTQ around the world. The U.S. military's top directive in a report released this week was LGBTQ rights. Can you imagine what's happened to our country? The military loved President Trump, and now they report to a senile, feeble old man with dementia who rigged the election, stole their votes, and is now pushing gay and transgender rights around the world. And it's all in the hands of this loser, Lloyd Austin, Obama's and Biden's, because it's really Obama who's president, Obama Biden, otherwise known as O'Biden's, new Secretary of Defense. This guy is bad news. Bad news. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said this week the Department of Defense will prioritize lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex people in its decision-making process. Can you imagine? This is the Marines now, right? The Marines are going to be charging at you in high heels, and the men are going to be having penises and vaginas at the same time. And, you know, it's even funny if you could say, I'm all for gay rights. Okay. Bisexual. What the hell is this crap? Bisexual, queer, and intersex? What are you all talking about? This is insanity. On February 4th, 2021, the president, otherwise known as O'Biden, issued a memorandum directing all U.S. departments and agencies that engage abroad or are involved in foreign aid, assistance, and development programs to undertake a number of actions related to promoting and protecting the human rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex persons. Sorry. And you have just destroyed the only thing left that made America great. Oh, my God. feeble Joe Biden can't walk up a stairway without falling three times. And the military is about gays and lesbians and bisexual, because, of course, nothing spells American like someone who's got gusto for both men and women. And intersex, somebody who, I guess, isn't quite sure what they are, who they are, or who they want to screw. What a sick country. Liberalism is a mental illness. Okay, I wrote my column this morning for my nationally syndicated column that goes out every Sunday to newspapers around the country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. And this week's title is, Why Isn't Everyone in Florida Dead or in the Hospital? By Wayne Allyn. I hate to say I told you so, but yes, I told you so. I'm one of the few brave souls in the American media to warn and advise from day one, back in early March 2020, not to ever lock down the American people or the U.S. economy. I said, A, it wouldn't stop COVID because you can't stop a germ. And B, there was never a reason to lock down everyone. Anyone relatively young or healthy never had a reason to fear death from COVID. The survival rate is 99% plus, 99 plus percent. But for anyone relatively healthy under the age of 65, it's near 100%. Over time, lockdowns would cause more deaths than COVID, from suicide, depression, loneliness, drug and alcohol addiction, joblessness, poverty, and stress from being unsure how to feed your own family. And number four, D, I said, A, B, C, D, and worst of all, lockdowns would destroy the economy. If grandma or grandpa is sick or dying with COVID, how does it help them if their kids and grandkids lose their business, job, or home? It only makes things much worse. I said from day one, back in March of 2020, that grandma and grandpa would not want their kids and grandkids to be jobless, hopeless, or homeless. That doesn't help grandma or grandpa lying in a hospital bed. They want their kids and grandkids to live life and prosper. That's how you honor grandma and grandpa. Live life and prosper. I warned the only way to fight COVID and pay for COVID was to keep the economy open and healthy and keep Americans employed. Don't look now, but I was 100% right. Florida is Exhibit A. Everyone needs to know the Florida story. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis should be America's hero governor. He stood strong in the face of massive pressure to close the state, close the economy, lock down the people, order mask mandates. He refused. He kept Florida open for business. Now look at the amazing results. Florida's economy is booming. People are happy and the quality of life is high. Very few are sick. It worked. Even though Florida has been wide open for almost a year now, without masks, even though Florida has millions of retired senior citizens, Florida still has less deaths and hospitalizations than any of the know-it-all liberal lockdown states run by authoritarian Democrat governors. Florida's numbers are better than New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, California, Michigan, Illinois, or any other deep blue state. Yes, Florida has less death and hospitalizations, and the people of Florida kept their businesses open, kept their jobs, the kids all went to school, people kept on living their normal lives. My friends own restaurants in Florida. Restaurants and bars are jammed. No one is wearing masks. They tell me not only the customer's healthy, all their employees are healthy. How is this possible? How can Florida be thriving and prospering, completely open for business, with all the kids in school, while California and New York were shut down for the entire time, businesses dead, jobs gone, schools closed, kids not learning a thing, yet the people of Florida are healthier? The answer is simple. Democrat governors blew it. They made all the wrong decisions. No lockdown was ever needed, nor were they ever constitutional. No jobs should have ever been lost. This was all a travesty, a tragedy, a farce. Florida is Exhibit A. Lockdowns don't work. People still get sick. You can't stop a germ. But lockdowns do succeed at three things: destroying the economy, destroying quality of life, and ironically, the stress, the loneliness, the depression, and the poverty produced by lockdowns makes people more sick and more people die. Lockdowns prove the solution is often worse than the disease. The only answer is freedom and individual choice. Let Americans choose whether to keep their businesses open or go to work or wear masks. As usual, government was wrong. Government made things much worse. As usual, liberal Democrat ideas failed miserably. Lockdowns are perhaps the worst mistake in America's history. Case closed. Now, I didn't have room for a couple of parts of this. The name of this is Why Isn't Everyone in Florida Dead or in the Hospital? I had a funny title, but I thought it might be a little bit too much and a little bit too arrogant. But the title I was going to use was Things to Do in Florida When You're Dead. But I decided not to. Remember, there's once a movie, Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead. So, you know, that was going to be my title, Things to Do in Florida When You're Dead. And the joke is that no one's dead. Everybody said everyone would be dead in Florida, but nobody's dead. But I just thought, never laugh about death or people will get mad at you. So I didn't do that. I just asked, why isn't everyone in Florida dead or in the hospital? A couple things I left out because I didn't have room. Okay? You can only write, you know, between 500 and 700 words in a column. They won't accept more than that. So I ran out of room. So number one, I left out that, you know, not only is this the proof, Florida's health and booming economy are the proof, but another booming proof is the fact that everybody's leaving blue states. The moving vans are leaving California, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and, of course, Michigan with Christine Whitmer, the nutcase, and Illinois, you know, the state that contains Chicago, the town where your business will be firebombed, your car will be carjacked at the gas station, and your home will be home invaded. They're all leaving, and they're running to Las Vegas, Nevada, which has zero state income taxes, and the restaurants have been open since June. And they're all moving to Florida, which has zero state income taxes, and the restaurants have been open forever. And they're leaving for Texas, where things are relatively open and have been relatively open, and the state income tax is zero. And they're leaving for Nashville, Tennessee, where the state income tax is zero. And the restaurants are open, and things are relatively not locked down. That's the proof that I'm right about everything. People are voting with their feet. They're getting up and they're moving. And the third thing I ran out of time to explain is that we just had a Super Bowl at Super Bowl parties and a super spreader event, liberals claimed, at the Super Bowl, where thousands of people were maskless and partying in the streets the whole night after the game in Florida. And guess what? Nobody's sick in Florida, and no one's sick from all the Super Bowl parties around the country. Wayne's right. Bye-bye. This is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty Health Share. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty Health Share offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty Health Share 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off freedomhealthalliance.com.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. You know, there's been studies out that have shown that vitamin D reduces death rates from COVID by between 80 and 90%. I saw that on Fox News probably 3 or 4 months ago, and today my great friend Wayne Gorsuch, who owns a vitamin company called Dr. Vita, just moments ago sent me a text with a new study that shows that people with low vitamin D levels get, I think it's 7 or 8% more likely to get COVID. Forget about dying from COVID, just get COVID. 7 to 8% more likely to get COVID. But at Fox News, the study showed if you get COVID and your vitamin D levels are high versus low, It's an 80 to 90% difference in death rates. So you're much more likely to get it. You're much more likely to die from it if you have low vitamin D rates, and much better off if you have high vitamin D rates. And I'm a vitamin guy, and I've been a vitamin guy my whole life, since I'm like 16, 17 years old. So that's the deal. It works, and yet if you talk about it, the liberal media goes insane. Oh, my God, he talked about vitamins. It's a scam. But meanwhile, hydroxychloroquine plus zinc, another vitamin, great success against COVID, and liberals refused to let anybody use it. And many liberal governors, like Governor Steve Sisolak here in Nevada, literally, you know, contributed to the death. It's like manslaughter. I wouldn't call it murder. I'd call it manslaughter. Murder is if you have someone arrested and you shoot them. That's murder by a politician. And that's what communists do all the time. But if you refuse to let them use something that could have saved their life, and I'm sure, you know, I'm always trying to be nice. Even I assume, as bad as Governor Sisolak is and as many mistakes he's made, he didn't sit down one day and say, let me murder the citizens of Nevada. He, in his mind, he actually thought he was doing the right thing. Just like lockdowns. They all think they're doing the right thing. So many of them are not out to murder us. They just think they're doing the right thing, which is ludicrous. And so, or they're delusional and they believe their own lies. And then some of them are just evil and they really want to do anything, including kill us, for them to stay in power or for them to defeat Trump. All of those were the reasons. But Sisolak didn't sit around going, I'm going to kill everyone by banning hydroxychloroquine. He really believed in his mind, addled by Trump derangement syndrome, that being that Trump mentioned that you couldn't have hydroxychloroquine. He really believed that. But that led to the deaths of many Nevada citizens. But, you know, whether it's hydroxychloroquine plus zinc, whether it's vitamin D, whether it's vitamin C, and they've had studies in China that show great success against COVID with intravenous vitamin C, all of these are things that Big Pharma has bribed the media and they don't want you to hear about. I'm a vitamin guy, and I don't make any money on this. I don't sell any vitamin C, and I don't sell hydroxychloroquine, and I don't sell zinc. So, you know, I just try and help people. That's all I try and do. And I'm a big believer in colloidal silver. And we do have a company that sells it, but I only talk about it in terms of helping people. That's it. I just want to save people's lives. I want to make people stronger. I want to protect them. I want to build their immune systems. And I've been taking all of these vitamins since I was 16, 17 years old. And I was a football player, and I wanted to get stronger and bigger and better. All right. Research Advisory is the sponsor of this segment of the show for more than 35 years. Kip Herridge was a leader in the financial industry until he realized he soured on Wall Street when he realized they don't care about the average guy or gal, the small investor. They only care about the billionaires and the $100 million men. So in 2003, Kip walked away from a very lucrative career on Wall Street and founded VRA. His daily investment and economic newsletter, his VRA investing system, is unlike anything you've ever seen. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip for 19 years, and I've witnessed his incredible VRA newsletter record for 18 years. Every day, Kip and his son Tyler and his team tell you what's happening in the economy and the markets and exactly what investments to own, including their top-ranked VRA 10-baggers. Let them prove how VRA really works. Let them prove how good they really are, how consistently they beat the markets. For a limited time, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Again, free two-week membership at VRAinsider.com. Courtesy of Wayne Root. Tell him War sent you. VRAinsider.com. Another busy news day. Lots to tell you about. We get back and we'll take your calls. 833-WAR-TALK. Line them up. 833-WAR-TALK. Another accusation. An eighth woman has come out against Governor Cuomo. It happens almost every day now. Every day you wake up and look for the next woman who's going to say Cuomo sexually harassed her. And I'll tell you what number eight had to say today. We'll call her Cuomo number eight girl. It's like the Bond girl. This is the Cuomo girls. Number eight, who says Cuomo sexually harassed her. This one may be more believable than all of the rest, because if I'm reading this right, she still works for him right now. That's a bold move. When we get back, I'll tell you all about it. Wayne Allyn, the warrior, the root's on fire. Email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
War now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and Vice President Harris went to the CDC in Atlanta. Officials gave them an update on how the variants are evolving in the U.S. and how they're working to counteract them.
this variant, B1.2, was wild type. So been circulating in the U.S. for a long time. But you see it's being replaced with this variant, B117. This is the one that we're concerned about in the U.K. and Europe, and is more transmissible, more infectious. So we're in a race with our vaccination rates, our mitigation, continuing the mask and distance as we get this type of emerging variant like B117. We think B117 will be the predominant variant in the U.S. probably by the end of March.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, Freedom Health Alliance. By the way, we're taking calls in this segment. For the rest of it, a half hour left in today's show. 833-WAR-TALK. And by the way, let me mention, it's the last half hour of the show all over the country on my nationally syndicated show, but on KBET here in Las Vegas, we actually have another hour because we've extended an hour, so we've got 4 hours a night on KBET from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. West Coast time. So there's another hour at 6 o'clock awaiting you on KBET, but not here on the rest of all of these USA radio stations. So when I say last half hour of the show, it's everywhere but KBET. But we'll take calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Freedom Health Alliance is the sponsor of this segment of the show. With our nation in such turmoil and our immune systems facing the most stress in history, Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. Now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. Those are four I love and take. This bundle of products handpicked specifically by me for you at 50% off, 50. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Use the promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle or visit freedomhealthalliance.com, freedomhealthalliance.com. Choose the Root Freedom Bundle. Save 50% now. freedomhealthalliance.com, 888-910-0341. Let's grab a call before I get to Andrew Cuomo and the eighth accuser who's come forward. We'll take Keith in Palm Springs, California, talking about Joe Biden. Keith, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Thanks for taking my call. I love your show. It's awesome. Listen to you every day. I think Biden and Harris have their priorities out of whack. They went to Georgia, and I feel the pain and the suffering of those people that were murdered by that guy down there, but I mean, how come he hasn't gone to the southern border yet to check out the situation that's going on? We have tens, if not hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens coming through. Probably some of them are COVID positive, but yet he chooses to go to Georgia. It seems awkward to me, Wayne. I don't know. I just thought I'd even call and get your take on that.
Yeah, look, the take, Keith, is that everything Biden does is awkward. Walking up a set of stairs is obviously awkward. He can't walk upstairs by himself without falling three times. So that's awkward. And certainly the idea that he's got, you know, Easter's coming up fast now, a couple weeks from now. And Jill Biden put out her favorite Easter eggs, and they've all got masks on their face. The eggs have masks on them because they're obsessed with COVID. And yet, as you pointed out, they're letting in thousands of people a day at the border, many of whom have COVID. As tests show, 1 out of 10 have COVID. So, you know, and that's only the tests. I mean, I'm sure most of them aren't being tested at all, and some of them might have no symptoms. You don't know. It's probably 2 out of 10 or 3 out of 10. You're talking about a lot of people with COVID being allowed to come into our country. That's a recipe for disaster. He doesn't care about that, and yet they're obsessed with COVID all day, and they think American citizens should be locked down and American children should not go to school. But it's okay to let people through the border who have no reason to be in our country and spread COVID all over the country. I mean, it's insanity. Insanity every day. Thank you, Keith, for the call. Cuomo's latest girl of the week, number 8. So here's the deal. The New York Times dropped the latest scoop about a Cuomo staffer accusing him of sexual harassment. But this time, the accuser is somebody who still works in the governor's orbit. Alyssa McGrath, an employee of the governor's office, reportedly described to the New York Times a series of unsettling interactions with the governor, saying the governor would ogle, was it ogle or ogle? I guess ogle. The governor would ogle her body. I've never ogled anyone's body or oogled anyone's body, so I don't know. It's a funny word. Ogle her body, remark on her looks, and make suggestive comments to her and another executive aide. The 33-year-old McGrath is the first current aide to speak out against the governor. keep in mind what I just said. She's the first current aide. All the rest are ex-employees. And I tend to, you know, to think at best I'm 50-50. I'm cool as to whether I believe someone who used to work for somebody. And sometimes you're telling the total truth. I get it. But a lot of times they have an axe to grind because they don't work for you anymore. But someone who works for them now, that's a really powerful witness. So the other seven accusers shared stories of behavior that transpired years ago, stretching back to the year 2000. But McGrath is the first aide to publicly come forward who works for him right now. You know, so that's a big thing. And earlier this month, another anonymous young woman working for the governor was once physically harassed by Cuomo. The governor reportedly put his hand under her shirt. But again, you know, all of this is he said, she said. I don't like this man. I can't stand this man. And I really don't doubt that he did this because I know that, you know, if you have high testosterone and you're vicious, and this guy is high testosterone, he's vicious, he's like a mob boss as the governor, and he's the son of the former three-term governor of New York. Mario Cuomo was once a presidential candidate, or people thought he was going to be the president of the United States. I don't remember if he ever actually ran. But they always thought every year he was the perfect presidential candidate. So he was the son of a guy that a lot of people in the Democrat Party idolized and thought should be president and would be president. Then he goes on to become attorney general and governor of New York, a gigantic state. What, our third biggest state, right? California's one, Texas is two, New York. No, I think Florida's three and New York's four now, maybe. But it's close. New York and Florida, very close. Another reason why it's a great comparison for COVID, by the way. New York and California, I think, are within a million of each other population-wise. Very close. Florida just passed them in the last year or two. And yet, even though they're very close in population, Florida has so much less COVID death and hospitalizations than New York. So another reason it's, you know, it's good to compare them. But this guy was the son of someone who could have been president and many thought should have been president. He grew up like that, so you start to think your family's a god. And then he becomes attorney general and governor of a big state. So he's a very arrogant, big ego guy with high testosterone, and he's very angry all the time. And, you know, he's got, you know, kind of that evil mafia stare, and that's not because he's Italian. I'm not saying that in any way to besmirch the Italian people, because for all intents and purposes, I'm Italian. I grew up the only Jew in an all-Italian neighborhood and felt Italian and was basically raised by a bunch of Italian families and then later in life got actually converted to Italian by the Italian American Club of Las Vegas with a big event. Biggest turnout in their history was the Italianization of Wayne. So I feel like I'm Italian, but it doesn't mean that you don't act like a mob boss or a mob figure. You know, if you do, you do. It has nothing to do with being Italian. You could be Jewish or Irish or black and act like a mob boss, act like, you know, the guy on The Godfather. So Marlon Brando in The Godfather. And that's what this guy acts like. So I have no doubt he probably did this to all the women. And yet, I just don't feel comfortable until everybody's taken a lie detector test. Same way I felt about the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate that they, you know, Democrats just character assassinated down in Alabama back, like, maybe 4 years ago. That guy wore the cowboy hat, Roy Moore, judge. Roy Moore, he was a judge. Remember, he was a judge who got in a big controversial debate about the U.S. Constitution, and he put it above his head on the wall at the courthouse and dared somebody to take down the Constitution, or maybe it was I think it was the Constitution that was the big controversy. Oh, the Ten Commandments. Okay. It was the Ten Commandments, not the Constitution. And so by mentioning God and the commandments, he got himself in trouble in the middle of controversy. Well, they came after him and defeated his U.S. Senate run. He must have been 30 points ahead, and the next thing you know, he loses. And the reason why is they had all these women that came out and claimed 40 years ago, 50 years ago, when they were, you know, with teenagers or in their 20s, he was, you know, a weird guy who liked young girls. He was like 30 years old and he was dating like 16-year-olds. That's what they claimed. And there was nobody that could prove it. Nobody had ever said it at the time. They kept quiet for 30, 40 years. And all of a sudden they all come out now. How much money were they paid was my question. And so I don't know if you could trust most of these women who come out against Cuomo. But yet, I feel weird about Cuomo. He's a creepy guy. There's something about him that's creepy. But if you believe the women, then how do you not think that Biden is creepy? Why is he allowed to be president of the United States when he's had a lot of women come forward and say he did creepy things? There are photos and videos of him being creepy with really young girls. You know, this is a guy that's, you know, grabbing the face and sucking on the hair and sniffing on the hair of, like, 12-year-olds. So Biden's a weirdo. Yeah, much more obvious weirdo than Cuomo is, even. But if you believe the girls, then you got to believe the girls against Biden, the girls, the women against Biden, too. And if you don't believe the Cuomo girls, or gals, or women, or whatever word you want to use, the victims, if you don't believe them, then it doesn't matter to me, because I think this is all a smokescreen anyway. I don't think Cuomo should go down for sexual harassment. I think he should go down for the manslaughter of 15,000 old people. That's why he should go down. And because he sent them all back to nursing homes to die, because they were his big donors, and they wanted the $39,000 bonus check from the federal government for everyone who dies of COVID. That's why this is a cover-up, because they're trying to kill the headlines about the manslaughter, maybe not murder per se, but close to it, close to the murder, definitely the manslaughter of 15,000 old people in New York, and then also in Pennsylvania and Massachusetts and New Jersey and Michigan. These are all Democrat states where they sent the old people to die in the nursing homes on purpose. You know, not purpose, meaning they passed the law that made you do it. And they saw them dying and didn't undo the laws until it was too late. No wonder so many people died of COVID. It was all in Democrat states. It was all with blue Democrat governors. And they sent the old people to die. And they don't want that to be a story and a scandal. So if they can get rid of Cuomo now and kill his career over sexual harassment, then it all goes away. That other scandal, the big one, the important one, goes away. Be right back. Wayne on it. Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way, and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you?
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I got to tell you that if you go to UK Daily Mail right now, UK Daily Mail, you will see a story on Biden tripping on those stairs that is just hilarious and scary at the same time. It really is. Hilarious and scary. You're watching Biden trip. I'm watching him trip again. And now he falls down completely. He is pathetic. See, I heard about it. I didn't see it till just now. It is a joke. He can't walk a step. Oh, my gosh. And then the White House says they blame a fresh breeze for knocking over Joe Biden three times as he walked up the stairs of Air Force One, sparking fresh fears over the 78-year-old leader of the free world's health. You know, you got to remember something. First of all, they blamed a fresh breeze, and there was no breeze at the time. You know, it was a 5-mile-per-hour wind. You don't fall down on stairs because of a 5-mile-per-hour wind. So that's pretty ridiculous. And then, second of all, when they talk about fresh fears over leader of the free world's health, I called this 2 years ago. I said he could never be president. He's like an old man with dementia. And he's got no physical health anymore. He's got no mental health anymore. He's got no emotional health anymore. It's just bizarre. It really is bizarre. And then there's another article. Remember, the Daily Mail is very liberal. There's another article. Who's really in charge? Biden calls Kamala President Harris during White House speech, and yet another slip of the tongue. And then there's another article. Tripping up the stairs, calling Kamala Harris president, and introducing his own granddaughter as his late son. Biden's gaffes. And then there's another article. Nothing to see here, how most of the left-leaning U.S. media totally ignored Biden's Air Force One stumble while the foreign press did their job for them. So you say to me, well, Wayne, if they're so liberal, why are they doing this? And the answer is that, first of all, the UK Daily Mail, as most media only cares about money and ratings. And so, you know, they may hate Republicans, and that's their favorite pastime, but they're willing to destroy a Democrat, too, if they can make some money on it. So, you know, I think clearly that UK Daily Mail sees this as ratings. And also, I think there are some liberals who believe that this guy has served his usefulness already. He got elected president, he got them the White House. Now it doesn't matter at all because they keep the White House, even though they committed a scam, even though they rigged and stole the election, even though they fooled us and lied and cover up the dementia of the guy running. Fooled us all. They fooled me, but they fooled some people. You know, I think Trump won 80 to 60 million. I really do. I think it was a landslide by Trump. But that means 60 million people still voted for Biden, even though I think Biden lost, and I think he lost a landslide. 60 million people still voted for Biden. So they were able to fool some people, 60 million of them. That's a lot of people to fool. And yet they get to keep the White House because no one's gonna say, oh, Biden just died, or Biden just got, you know, kicked out of office with the 25th Amendment, or Biden just resigned because he can't do it anymore, and his wife admitted he can't do it anymore. And as a result of that, we don't have the White House anymore. It gets given back to Republicans. No, that's not what happens. The Democrats keep the White House. So they're rewarded no matter what, once he won. So now they won with him. They don't need him anymore. Now you could just let Kamala be the president. So some media are smart enough to realize Biden doesn't matter anymore. Just does not matter anymore. And I think the UK Daily Mail is one of those. And they know, you know, it was a big scam, and now they get to keep the White House with their big scam. By the way, the sponsor of this whole show, Liberty HealthShare, we love these guys. Anyone who's tuned into the show for the last 5+ years, this is my 6th year, knows I talk about them all the time because I use them. You know, that's the best testimonial in the world. Best credibility is when the host uses them. I got rid of Aetna as my health insurance, and I hired Liberty HealthShare. It's not health insurance. It is an alternative. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. No contracts, no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. And they're not small time. They have over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the last 4 years. And I'm a member, and my children are members. And in premiums alone, I've saved a minimum of $120,000 since I joined. This is now my 6th year. I saved $120,000 minimum. I might have saved as much as $180,000 if my premiums went up as much as I think they would have gone up, but certainly a minimum of $120,000. So could you use an extra $120,000 in your bank account? Guess what? You could have it too. Liberty HealthShare. Call them right now, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, 855-58-LIBERTY, or libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. And by the way, there is an article out called The Domino Effect, how all four cases in the death of George Floyd could collapse with an acquittal of Derek Chauvin. So if they were to acquit Chauvin, the other three cops will get off too, and the whole nation will burn. And if I told you all the answers, all the reasons in this article that Chauvin could be acquitted, I'll tell you right now, this case is far from cut and dried, far from a sure thing that he's going to get found guilty of anything. My guess is they find him guilty of a smaller charge, a lower level charge. Definitely not murder, too. But this case is shaky. Minnesota's got to be scared to death. Wayne on the Road, see you Monday.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.